It's a road that may seem to lead to nowhere. What's more intriguing is that road has some of the steepest grades and sharpest curves you'll find anywhere in the nation. Nonetheless, people in their cars just keep traveling the route, even if it might require them to make the trip driving backwards. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
When this road was first traveled in the 1800s, it led miners to the gold around Oatman, Arizona. There's still gold here today, but I-40 has diverted most of the traffic from the old route.
This is St. Greed's Pass. It's the prettiest part of Route 66. It's 9 miles and 122 curves between here and Oatman, Arizona.
George Chicago works at the restored Cool Springs Station at the bottom of the mountain where old Route 66 begins the climb to that pass. There once were many of these stations.
Model A's didn't have a lot of fuel space, so there was quite a few gas stations. There was one at the top of the pass, there was this one, there was a couple more between here and Kingman.
The steep grade up the mountain toward Oatman sometimes required motorists to navigate all those curves going backwards.
If you didn't have a full tank in your Model A, you would have to go backwards, otherwise you'd run out of gas, because it was all gravity fed. If you had a full tank, you could make it. And a lot of times they'd go up backwards because reverse in a Model A was lower geared than first gear. And it's a pretty good climb for a Model A.
One of George's favorite spots on the climb to the top is a literal oasis.
They have what they call the fishbowl. That's just before mile marker 30 up on the road. It's about a third of the way up. What it was, they hit a spring when they built the road. So they built a bowl underneath it so the livestock could, you know, the wild donkeys and the bighorn sheep. And I've seen both drinking from it. Somebody decided to put fish in it. And now we call it the fishbowl.
For those who take the route to the mountain pass, you can see the states of Arizona, California, and Nevada. It's truly a unique piece of roadway that once required unusual methods for cars to conquer. Traveling the countryside in Cool Springs, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.